T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
At least 210 people were arrested in protests last night, and there were clashes with police in Crown Heights overnight. With all the latest, 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Chuck.
Video circulating on social media of that clash on Eastern Parkway around midnight. Several hundred people were still having a block party at that hour, despite the curfew. And that's what led to the pushing and shoving, and one video showing a police officer waving a baton. Now, pockets of arrests overnight as well on the Upper East Side and the Bronx.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Among the many thousands protesting, Samantha, with some powerful words as she was taking part in a demonstration in Midtown Thursday afternoon with her 14-year-old son.
Why is this still happening in this country? I'm so ashamed in front of my son. I'm ashamed. I want to bring him here because I want to show him that he can't stop fighting. This is outrageous. His friends will die if this happens. He has friends who will die if we continue to let people be brutalized over the color of their skin.
And the mayor is still on social media overnight, after midnight in fact, taking to Twitter to demand that the NYPD stop arresting food delivery workers after videos also surfaced of those essential employees being stopped and detained by cops. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Brooklyn.